We got a question today from Melissa. I think really just wanting to have us share our experiences with her. Melissa said, "Hey, from one convert to another, I'm curious after converting if you received pushback from your friends or lost any friends. All of my high school and college friends are extremely liberal and pro-choice and not at all religious. I haven't stayed super close to them in recent years, but I still struggle with holding firm to my beliefs when my views are so radically different. There hasn't been confrontation on it yet, but it's something I'm anxious about."
Yeah, I think we have had different experiences, you and I, Annie. Mm-hmm. Mine has been that I've received little to no pushback from friends. Maybe like none.
People might also not have been too surprised because you married a Catholic, had a baby, and then you became Catholic. It's like, well, she's already done two things that are...
And like this question kind of gets at, because she's saying she's not as close to these people anymore anyway, and there hasn't been any confrontation. So a tendency I have that I'm projecting on her, but is to create this in my mind when really the friends either don't care or...
Yeah, they probably don't care.
Yeah, you do you. You know, like, that's cool. That's cool for you. Cool that you found this thing that you're really into and, you know, but not a like, I'm going to take you on. Like, I think friendships that go back to high school, college are like beautiful gifts in that you knew these people in such a different time of your life anyway. Like, everyone has grown and changed so much that when you get back together and you're actually seeing people in person, it's like, it's just so fun to like see them and, you know, you just like chat and catch up and you're not like, this is all from my experience, but we're not going to like get into like hardcore political debate or like religious debate. It's just like, let's enjoy the gift of each other's company and presence. And in my case, they enjoy all my children, which is very strange. You know, it's just like, there's no children in your world and here's a bunch of them now.
Right. Well, and you even have, I'm just going to bring up Molly. You have Kiara's godmother who is Protestant and wonderful and loving and super supportive of the faith and is a good godmother. And it's like, that's so great. So it's definitely doesn't have to be.
And we just saw her for the first time in like 3 years.
Yeah.
And it was so great. Mm-hmm. It was just like picked up right where we left off. And Kiara, everyone was like, when is she coming back? When are we going to see her again?
It was definitely much more of a surprise for my friends that we became Catholic because of the dramatic shift. I do remember, and I related to this question because I was like, I definitely felt this anxiety. And I think when I first converted, number one, I was so passionate and excited about my faith. And it's like when you've found something that you love, you kind of want to tell everyone about it. Like, oh my gosh, I found this thing. It's so great. Everyone should use it. So it's that tendency. But then there's also this, like, for me, pride of like, yeah, wanting to defend myself. So there were conversations. I'm remembering more so conversations with my parents' friends, like Alex and I would be at dinner or lunch and would just like all the families kind of gathering. I think like in the process of converting and a little bit after, one friend said, you know, like, all we need is the Bible. And Alex was like, you have 45 minutes of commentary in your sermons. Like, we don't just need the Bible. I did not get involved in that one. He's great. And then I remember another family friend, adults, these are all adults who have left the Catholic faith and are wonderful practicing evangelicals. This other couple was like, at least it'll be good. Like, you will be a good witness to Catholics. like you're going to go in there basically and like be like evangelical Catholics. You're going to like teach them.
Because all the Catholics are lukewarm.
Right.
Which statistically, you know, is sadly true.
Sure. But that's definitely not been what we've experienced at any of the parishes we've been involved in. So we were like, okay, I think you're trying to just give us a slow ball for us. I think what you're saying is nice. I had one friend who did ask me, she was like, what, like, who is the Pope to you? You know, because I think everyone's like got a different one, you know, is it Mary? Is it the Pope? Like, everyone's got something that sticks. And I was like, well, you know, he's like our head pastor. And she was like, okay, you know, like, and I, in that moment, I do feel like that was a good response, because my tendency, I want to be like, oh, let me give you like the whole arguments. And she was just like, is he, you know, without sin? And I was like, no, he sins. He's a man, but he's just like the head pastor. We have a really big church, so we need a head pastor. So just like remembering to simplify my answers. I'm sure there were times where I had answers that were not so simple or going to, but really no one like came at me to like attack the faith. I do remember a family member saying like, we'll see how long it lasts. And I was like, yeah, like, yes, we will. And no one at this point, I mean, it's been 7 years and now, we have 3 children and a Catholic podcast and degrees in theology. So no one at this point thinks we're going back. I think people will just like see the fruit.
Yeah. And if it's concern about like people make all these assumptions about my political views now, or like my views on certain things because they know I've converted to Catholicism, I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. Like if this is still hypothetical, right? Like, so in some ways, just like let that go. And then really, I think it's probably not the case again with people who actually are in relationship with you. And if it is, then they can bring it up and you can talk about it. And that would probably be good. But yeah.
I think like 2 years, 2 or 3 years after converting, I had a pretty in-depth Marco Polo conversation with one of my very good Protestant friends. And I don't remember exactly how it ended, but it was just like good, respectful, calm. And then it was just kind of over. And then we just talk about, I haven't lost any friends, but I also moved away like out of state soon after converting. And, you know, you can only stay close with so many college friends, but those friends, they're also not really contracepting. So I think we have like a valid, like, I mean, you know, this girl, like these friends are not even religious, she's saying, but like my friends are like passionate Christians, passionate about their marriages and families. So
you find a lot in common to talk about. Yeah.
These people, like, what are we still talking to these people all the time? Like, probably not.
Yeah. I think that's all I got.
So you didn't have anyone ask you anything about being Catholic?
If I did, I guess I've blocked it out. I don't remember. I don't remember anything.
We've had quite a few digs. We've had quite a few little, see, that's the thing is no one's like, well, I remember having a good conversation about, like the intercession of the saints with a friend, but she was really interested in just like the intellectual conversation aspect of it. But more so people just like threw out little comments to us, which I kind of took as digs. I remember I had one family member say like, heard you joined a different denomination, which was like, hi, like, you didn't phrase that correctly at all. It's not a, you know, like nonsense statements that aren't really questions. And you just like, smile and laugh off. And if they want to have a real conversation, they need to like start it as a real conversation. If they're just throwing a jab at you, like they don't really want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Which is fine, and then it'll pass.
But maybe her question too is like, is it okay for me to kind of look forward and just keep making new friends? And like, do I have to maintain all these? I don't know. Because she said they haven't been that close in recent years. So I feel like it's just
I think she has actively and Facebook friends that are politically active, and she's worried they're going to be politically active in her inbox.
Get off Facebook.
There you go. Or like Instagram, whatever, the, you know, email. Yeah. Well, thanks. And email us, let us know how it goes. Congratulations on coming into the church.
Yeah. Congrats.